Hi, this is Margot, and this is Sunday, July 30th, 2017. And today I'm continuing with part 3 of the Spiritual Warfare series, and we're going to be talking about how to deal with fallen angels. They can also be called principalities. And fallen angels are a tough lot, and they're bad guys, and I haven't dealt with them a whole lot. I've dealt with them some, but I learned about them through Dan Duvall, and his website is bridemovement.com. And first of all, I want to preface this talk by saying I am not a delivery minister. This is not primarily what I do. I do spiritual warfare in conjunction with working with my clients with removing implants and getting them free of anything that's holding them back from their divine connection. And what I found in my work was that a lot of times there can be entities attached to the implants. And so if we didn't get rid of the entities or the demonic things, then everything would come back, and vice versa. So I incorporated spiritual warfare in my work, but it is not the first thing that I do. And so I'm not a delivery minister. If you're wanting someone to just pray with you, you need to find a prayer ministry online, or you know, someone in your neighborhood or something like that, because I'm just sharing with you the techniques that I've found and the prayers that I've found that work when I'm working with a client and when I'm working on myself. And and if you're wanting to learn more about spiritual warfare, there are lots of different places that you can go. This is definitely not everything, but I am going to share my experiences, and hopefully you can learn from them. So that's my little disclaimer there. Okay, fallen angels usually have a certain territory, or it's called a principality, that they are assigned to over the earth. And I know Dan Duvall knows a lot more about this than I do, so you can go to his website, and he's done a whole long video on principalities, and you can listen to that if you want to know more, and you can take his spiritual warfare classes if you want to know more too. But usually what I've seen in the work that I've done, I haven't dealt with a lot of principalities. I have with some, and they're hard to get rid of generally, and the person really has to do their own spiritual warfare. And, you know, because the attacks do tend to keep coming. And this is true even if you're not dealing with a principality. And like I've said, once you start getting free of these things, Satan and the dark side doesn't want to let go of its food source or its energy source. And he's out for your soul. And this is a battle for the soul. And so you really have to get strong and learn to do your own spiritual warfare. And what I do is give people a foundation and can help get them free in the beginning so that they can, know what it feels like to not have all that stuff attached and coming under attack all the time, and give them some tools to use so that when they do feel an attack coming on, you know, they can do something about it instead of being a victim. And if you keep doing it long enough, eventually the attacks will grow less and less, and they might go away completely, but you'll get stronger. And people need to learn how to be their own spiritual warrior and not depend on someone else to do it for them. And this is what what I help people with, you know, in the implant removal, and also helping them to learn to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be a victim in any circumstance, and I'm not going to be controlled, and I want to see the truth, whatever it is, because the truth is what will set you free. It may not be what you want to hear. It may be painful. It may be dark. It may be very painful. I mean, we're living in a dark world. We're living with the restrainer hand that's been removed now. And the demons are coming out, and they're running rampant, and they're causing people all kinds of problems and all kinds of torment and chaos, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse until the end. And this is so that people will absolutely have to make a choice. I mean, if you can't see the darkness and the evil in the world, you know, you just got your blinders on. That's how I see it. It's just running rampant. So, there are some situations that it's better not to deal with, and sometimes when you're dealing with a principality, it depends on how they're affecting the person and where the principality, what it's ruling over as to how to deal with it. For instance, if, say, you're in a work situation, like you work in a government building or something, and there's a principality ruling over that building or that whole area or complex, and that very well could be they have a right to be there because someone has made an agreement to allow that being to be there, and whoever made that agreement, they're the ones, they're bigger than you, and so that principality has a right to be there. The same situation, like, say it's a home situation, and you've got one spouse or one partner that's trying to get free, or that's, on a spiritual path, and they're coming under attack, and you've got the other partner who's being controlled, who's perfectly possessed. And it may be a principality, it may be a lower demon. Either way, in that situation, you can't get rid of the demon that's in the partner without their consent and their cooperation. And I've had situations where, one part of the couple will come to me, one person will come to me and say, I'm coming under attack and I want you to help. And I see that it's from the demon that's working through their partner. So what do you do? I can help the person get clear and, take any attachments off of them, reboot portals and things like that, and get them shielded up and prayed up and everything. But if they stay in that environment, living in the same house, under the same roof with that person, then they're going to keep coming under attack. They've made an agreement. And that partner who has that demon in them, he's made an agreement. He or she has made an agreement, and they are getting something from it. They are getting some benefit from it, whether it's power or, a good job, money, fame, fortune, having people bow down to them and do whatever they want, or sex or whatever, and they're getting benefit from it. And these people are usually very narcissistic in behavior, and they think these are the ones who are perfectly possessed, and they think there's nothing wrong with them, it's the rest of the world that has the problem. And so generally people like that will not go for help, because they've got everything they want, and they feel good. They feel good when they've got that demon in them. It gives them power, you know? And so it's everybody around them that suffers from it. And so, you know, in the home, so that gives the fallen angel or the demon or the principality or whoever it is a right to be there, because the person who has the connection has made an agreement with that entity to be there. And so if you've got the spouse who wants to be free of the demon but refuses to leave, they are still in the domain of that dark entity, and they don't have a right to kick it out. We don't have a right to kick it out, and not unless the other person who has the thing in him wants to be free and agrees and goes through work and wants to get rid of it and is honest and says and confesses and asks for Jesus to come and help him and all that stuff. And unless that happens, nothing's going to change. And so in that situation, you almost have to leave the situation and leave the environment. it's a hard reality, but this is the way it is. And that's why I say a lot of people don't want to hear what the truth is, because they think they can't change their lives. And then they agree they're getting something out of the relationship by staying there too, whether it's a nice house or they're being financially supported or, And so it's a tangled web. It's a tangled web that's woven, and to start untangling all of those tethers and those ties, they're connected. They're connected in lots of different ways, and it takes time, and you have to learn where they came from and if there are behaviors that you're doing that's keeping them connected in, and how they came in the first place, and break the agreements and stuff like that. So it takes time and effort, and just saying one prayer is not going to do it. But these are tools, and they will help you get free. But it's a long process, and if you really want to get free, you can get free, no matter what it is. So the prayer that I use is on the Dan Duval website, and it's called Freedom from Principalities and Fallen Angels Prayer. And he does have a list of the common fallen angels, and that's on a different page on his website. You can go there and find it. And you don't have to know which fallen angel it is or principality. If you do, that's okay. Even if you don't, that's okay. But what I found is, if you've done the binding and casting and it doesn't go, and if you've done the Freedom from Human Persecutors prayer and you're still coming, it still feels like it's there, it's probably a principality or a fallen angel. And this prayer is the basis, is a template for a lot of the other prayers on his website, because there can be a lot of programming and mind control and a lot of things in your subconscious that set you up to make you more susceptible to control from these demonic forces. And so he wants to shut those down so that you can get in and actually deal with the fallen angel. So that's why it's worded the way it is, and you want to say it the way he says it. He actually has a recording of the prayer too. You may have to say it more than once. You can, if you know the name of the fallen angel, you can put that in there. If you don't, you can just say the principality that's controlling me. You can put that in the blank. You can, or if it's a person that, you know, the demon is working through them, you can say the person's name and their demon. You can put that in there. Or if you're dealing with a health condition, you can put that in there, the name of the health condition, or whatever pains you're having, you can put that in there. And then what happens is you just let Jesus work on it. You let Jesus take over and do the work. And that's how the prayer works. And it's amazing the way it works, but a lot of people don't want to be free. They don't, because, like I said, they've made an agreement, and they, you know, unless they're ready to get rid of that tie and that agreement, they won't be free. But I'm telling you, fallen angels will cause great trauma in your life and will deceive you, will deceive you in every way, shape, or form. They abuse, they deceive, they cause all kinds of chaos in your life, and they can cause bad health, and they can cause you to die, because you just get sucked dry from all of the attacks and everything, and you just basically give up the will to live, and then you go, and you just get sucked out. So, and I'll put the link below to this prayer. And before the prayer, here's Dan Duval's explanation of this prayer. In the process of getting freedom in Christ Jesus, it can at times be necessary to separate from principalities and other types of fallen hosts in the heavens. Separating from a fallen angel's influence is different than casting out lower-level demons. Heavenly powers interface with people, but do not typically possess or even desire to spend significant time in a human under their control. For this reason, getting free from heavenly powers is a slightly different process than casting out low-level demons. While many people that deal with this level of bondage have dissociative identity disorder, not all will. Depending on your awareness of your degree of brokenness, you can substitute the word altar for every part of me. The following 10 steps are a proven and all-inclusive approach to getting free from fallen heavenly hosts. Once the name of a heavenly power has been identified, begin at step 1. And I say you don't have to know the name. It's helpful, but you don't have to know the name. And here's the prayer. And the word I'm going to put in there, I'm just going to put the fallen angel. I'm just going to put that in the blank. Father in heaven, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I renounce the fallen angel that's controlling me and serve him or her or a bill of divorce. I pull up the hidden documents detailing every covenant, contract, and oath entangling us and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heavenly host would be put on assignment to place every altar or part in me that is loyal to the fallen angel on temporary lockdown. I pray that those parts would be put to sleep. I now deed the fallen angel's territory in me over to the kingdom of God, and I invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and begin to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. In the name of Jesus, I now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point belonging to the fallen angel, his or her realm, and his or her inheritance. I place the blood of Jesus upon every portal access point, and I seal them with the Holy Spirit. I declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this day forward. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and I cut myself free from the fallen angel, his or her realm, and his or her inheritance in Jesus' name. I return every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, genetic code, seed, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance in Jesus' name. I refuse it and sever myself from it. And from this day forward, I choose to receive my inheritance in Jesus Christ. I renounce all spirit children related to the fallen angel and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. I command their judgment and the purging of the realms they occupy by judgment through living water. I also reclaim every part of me that has been imprisoned by the fallen angel or in his or her realm. I appeal to justice according to Galatians 6:7, which declares that as a man sows, so shall he reap. I pray that the fallen angel would now reap a hundredfold return for all the evil sown against me, my ancestors, and all whom I represent in the form of justice and judgment and wrath, arrows and lightning, hailstones, tsunamis of living water, and plundering by the armies of heaven in Jesus' name. I now take authority over every evil spirit on the inside of me and around me that has been operating under the authority of the fallen angel. I declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of me for judgment. I declare that you are being sent to the abyss for a failed assignment. Lastly, I pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, device, label, marker, power source, grid, or branding placed in or around every part of me by the fallen angel or those under his or her authority would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would cause the fallen angel's memory to perish regarding every part of me and my seed. Amen. And that's the prayer, Freedom from Principalities and Fallen Angels. And it works. It's very powerful. I recommend you use it. If you have any doubt as to what you're dealing with, use this prayer and it will help you. My name's Margo. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. Right now I'm focusing on removing implants, energetic entities, emotional blockages, things like that from people so that they can restore their direct connection with God and Jesus and the angels and help them in their divine purpose. We are in the end times and things are getting dark. If you'd like to work with me, just contact me through my website, margoshealingcorner.com. I encourage you to start saying your prayers, asking for forgiveness of your sins, and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can have spirit-filled eyes, heart, mind, and discernment, so that you can see the truth in every situation and be strong and be set free from the satanic influence that's in your life, because time is short. Time is short. And pretty soon, you won't have a chance to choose. The choice will have already been made, and it'll be too late. So, until next time, take care and God bless, and go in peace. Goodbye.